Local health authorities have received hundreds of complaints alleging businesses around Central Ohio are violating the state's stay-at-home order. Some of those complaints say companies are failing to provide proper social distancing measures or sanitation. Others that the business is non-essential and shouldn't be open at all. But few warnings, much less citations, are actually going out.
Hi, thanks for calling Lucky Bones. We have just been informed by the state of Ohio that we have to close our business and all services until further notice, which includes grooming.
Lucky Bones is a pet grooming and daycare center in Canal Winchester, and it's one of some 700-plus businesses that's been reported to Franklin County Public Health. Alexandria Jones is Assistant Health Commissioner with the department.
The animal grooming is one that was recently decided by the new governor's dispute resolution commission. They ruled that animal grooming was non-essential, so that is why we issued that cease and desist order.
The city of Columbus is also fielding a lot of complaints, more than 500 as of last week. They fall in two broad categories: businesses operating unsafely during the pandemic and those that shouldn't be open at all. But the list of businesses runs the gamut. In addition to pet groomers, Franklin County has gotten complaints about car dealers, nail salons, even a couple of churches, which are exempt from the stay-at-home order. Some of the area's big employers, L Brands, FedEx and UPS, Honeywell and Google, show up too. City and county officials follow a similar process after receiving complaints. Columbus Health Commissioner Myshika Roberts says first, her team reaches out over the phone or makes a visit in person to assess what's happening and what steps need to be taken.
And then we would go back to make sure that they are compliant. Now, when we go back the second time, if they're not compliant, we can work with our city attorney's office and give warning letters, and even potentially, if the city attorney feels like it, fine them.
Roberts and Jones both emphasize they see the complaints as an opportunity to intervene and educate businesses so they can stay open, rather than a way to close them down. And the wave of complaints hasn't so far translated into a flood of punishments. Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein says it's just the opposite, in fact.
Roughly 400 joint investigations done, 23 warning letters have been sent, and only one business in the city of Columbus has been elevated to my office for review for possible charges.
Klein won't name that business until his investigation concludes, but said it's a bar on the west side that allegedly continues to serve customers.
Multiple flagrant violations at this point of knowing that you can't have patrons drinking beer at the bar in the middle of this pandemic, I think is fairly well known by darn near everybody in the United States, if not in the city of Columbus. So we're a little concerned about the fact pattern as alleged. We're going to look into it. And if it warrants charges, then we will certainly bring them.
The shutdown still stings for businesses that have complied with orders and voluntarily shut their doors. Infinity Fitness in Westerville closed up after receiving a cease and desist order from Franklin County. But the decision doesn't make a lot of sense to Mike Mayhew, a trainer at the gym. He says they work one-on-one with their clients, and that's less risky than the jobs at Lowe's or Home Depot that his fellow trainers might pick up to make ends meet.
We're going to be much safer here at our gym, working with the same people we work with for 15 years on a one-on-one basis. And that's all we come into contact with. Instead of getting a job where a warehouse where we're coming into contact with thousands of other people we've never met before.
Similar arguments failed to sway a judge in federal court earlier this week. Columbus Bridal Shop Gilded Social argued they should have the chance to argue their case for reopening because they work with limited clientele and can take steps to maintain distance and hygiene. Ohio's current stay-at-home order is set to expire May 1st. But even if businesses begin reopening, Governor Mike DeWine has warned it will be a gradual process with lots of restrictions. And Ohioans won't be getting back to business as usual anytime soon. Nick Evans, WOSU News.